We are learning more about VI pass holder days, discounts at DisneyStore.com, and a new family and friends feature on My Disney Experience for Disney World. We will review our experience at Paradiso 37 and an upcoming adventure in the Main Street 16 Challenge. All this and more on episode 189 of the Mickey File Podcast.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Mickey File Podcast. I'm Scott, and with me is my lovely wife, Karen.
Hello, everybody.
It is the, I think, third week of April. It's after tax day. I know that.
Yes.
It's been a long week.
Very long week. And it's only Wednesday.
All right. So, air vacation season is like officially started, right?
Yes. Big time.
In 3 days, I have done 4 jobs, which is not that big.
No.
But we're actually doing like pulling cores, core airification.
Okay. Which is dirty.
It's not even that. So in 3 days,
mm-hmm.
So far we have locked the keys in the truck. Had a core harvester breakdown.
Okay.
Had a tractor lose the lift system, drop the machine, break the roller.
Nice.
Today, we had a tractor lose the lift system, drop the machine, break the machine.
Different tractor?
Different tractor. Oh, yeah. This is major repairs. These are not things you fix overnight.
Okay.
And on the way back to work today, I took a rock off the windshield and broke my windshield. So,
on your company trip? Nice.
So, yeah, we're off to a great start.
Yeah.
Great start.
I'm hoping this is not indicative of the entire season.
It had better freaking not be. Like, for real.
I'm sorry, baby.
So, anyway, that's where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Cool things at Disney, I think. It looks like.
Does look like.
Like, why don't we talk about that?
Okay. VIP passholder details continue to be released. Passholder Lounge is going to be at Restaurant Marrakesh starting May 1st through June 18th from noon to 8 p.m. daily. Basically, you have to show your, passholder thing. It's going to offer complimentary snacks and water, a passholder button, air conditioning, that's the bonus, and mobile device charging, which is nice because you lose, everyone uses their phone. They lose battery.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yep. And then they're going to have some, quote, special friends that may also stop by. Possibly meeting characters.
We don't think it's just going to be Bob and Josh.
You never know. But
the answer to that is no, we don't think it's going to be Bob and Josh.
Yeah.
But that sounds pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. And the place is pretty big.
That answers my question as to whether the walls at Morocco are going to be down. And maybe they already are. We haven't been in a couple weeks.
Right. So I think that'll be good.
I think so.
Because I remember they had that before. I think it was like around Christmas time or something like that. And we were in there with, they had like the Blue Cross thing. Yeah.
Like a couple years ago.
Yeah. And I thought it was really neat. It was just nice. Cause it wasn't that busy in there, but it's pretty big inside that place, which is good.
Why is that restaurant never going to reopen?
I don't know.
And what are they going to do with it? I mean, other than use it for 2 months for a, not even 6 weeks for a pass holder lounge. But I mean,
I don't know.
Nobody talks enough about the fact that they need to do something with Morocco.
Yes.
Like completely.
Right.
Just not much going on there.
No.
I guess it's the place for it.
Yeah.
cool.
Yeah. DisneyStore.com is going to have a Walt Disney World annual pass discount available. It's going to be 20% on purchases from May 5th to May 24th. There is a promo code. It's WDW20.
So that's what we're getting instead of Star Wars Days, 20% off on the Disney Store?
Apparently. And it doesn't start until May 5th. So it's after Star Wars Day.
Okay, serious question. It's only for right now for Walt Disney World? Not magic key holders?
It says specifically Walt Disney World annual pass holders.
That I find interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, cool.
Yeah. So, because it's validating your pass in there.
Yeah, you know what I'm not seeing on here?
What?
Like, increased discounts for park stuff.
I know, but yeah, I mean, yeah, they're still, it's being released. I mean, it's coming out in little phases here.
We got 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So maybe we're not. And you know what? At the end of the day, 20% off at Disney Store may be better than 30% off in the park.
Okay.
Overall.
Okay, why?
More people have access to it, for one thing.
That's true. That's true.
And there's some pretty cool stuff at DisneyStore.com that they don't have.
You've been dying to do that, haven't you?
I'm Oscar.com. God, this is just a really well done show. Send us a comment at the Mickey File Improvement District. If you're not a member, go join.
Yes.
And we have a prize for whoever knows what show that is.
Oh, we got lots of prizes.
I'm Oscar.com.
That's the new contest. Spur of the moment. So I have no idea what the prize is. It's something that says Disney.
We have plenty of prizes to pick from. So
it's something that probably came from the Disney parks or the character warehouse,
which at one point was at the Disney parks.
Exactly. So there you go.
There you go. Something from the Disney parks. All right. Disney.
First reply we get. That'll be.
That's it. Okay.
If you reply with it, we'll spin the wheel of prizes and see who wins.
There we go.
There we go.
Oh, so we're doing it as a spin wheel thing?
Yeah, that's certainly fair.
Yeah. So we have to give them, we'll do it Sunday. Spin the wheel.
It'll be announced on next week's show.
There we go.
You have a week to listen to it and win your prize.
There we go.
Okay.
Okay.
No more surprises for you.
There we go. Disney has launched a, quote, My Disney unified login experience at the mydisney.com. Previously, users could use the same login across different Disney websites. Now what it's doing is expanding to all websites owned by Disney's, and the users will see the same My Disney logo prompt everywhere, creating a more seamless login experience.
So it immediately made me change my Hulu password.
Yes.
It also has become kind of a pain about changing. I really don't understand this. Like, they basically already were doing this, right? So if you had Hulu, and then Disney Plus came out and you got Disney Plus, you had to use the same email address and password for Disney Plus as you did Hulu. And then you got the discount.
Right.
And then ESPN was the same thing. But now it has made me change my freaking password. Like, even for Hulu. So it's a little bit annoying and I really don't understand it. It seems like...
I had made mine all the same anyways, so I
bet you can't sign into Hulu on your phone right now.
Probably not.
Or Disney Plus.
Probably not.
Because not only did it make me change the password, but you can't use one of your last passwords.
Oh.
So thank God for the Apple keychain, because I don't know what my password is.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Okay. There we go.
This would have been a great idea 10 years ago.
Yes.
Now it is somewhat annoying, and because if I go to try to sign into Disney Cruise or Disney Vacation Club or my Disney Experience or whatever, because Hulu was the first one it made me change, that's the baseline now. Right. Every time I go to sign into something, I have to change the password, which makes no sense that I have to change the password.
Right.
It's also created in my Apple keychain like 4 different usernames and passwords.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't even really... It's like a crapshoot when I try to pick the right one,
right,
sign into something now. It's just annoying.
Well, the one thing I noticed...
I'm sure I'll get used to it and it'll be great.
Right. The one thing...
not today.
The one thing I noticed is that it was constantly... It took forever to log me in.
Well, that's not new.
No. This just happened when this... Like 2 days ago, before this launched, it was logging me in right away. Now it's taking forever. It's like it's reading through to make sure that they match.
Also, this big announcement about how it just started, they made me change the Hulu password like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Maybe more like 18 or 19 days. I feel like it happened in the hotel room at Saratoga.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm just complaining because, I don't know, because.
Okay. All right. All right, some guest rooms at Port Orleans French Quarter will scheduled to be refurbished from May of this year till November 2024. So that's basically what they're saying here.
Yeah. And
just be prepared.
Right.
That's great. Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Well, they have to, you know, they got to refurb them, you know. So, the U.S. Coast Guard conducted a medevac from Disney Cruise Line ship The Fantasy on Monday, April 15th. It was for a patient that needed to receive a higher level of care than the ship could handle.
So I wonder where they were.
I
didn't see anything about this, but I haven't had time to read any stuff like
that. Yeah, it didn't say where they were. But it does.
Somewhere the Coast Guard patrols, clearly. But.
Right. And apparently it was for a pregnant woman as well. So it was one of those situations.
Gotcha.
Club Run Disney membership programs are going to change their calendar beginning in 2025 to a traditional calendar year of January 1st through December 31st. Existing members will receive a 3-month extension until December 31st, 2024.
So this is not anything big. They're just going from, I don't know, calendar year or race year to, or fiscal year or race year to calendar year.
Right.
Okay.
Right. But it's nice. It's good they're giving them the extension.
Yeah.
I guess. And not charging them a 15-month one and then, you know, and then.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Right. Making them pay for 3 and then making them pay again, then making them sign up for their membership again.
Right.
So there you go.
Now, that being said, is there anything between, like, I don't know when it ends, September to December? I don't think there is, right?
A wine and dine.
Oh, okay. I guess there is.
Yep. Food and beverages for May the 4th have been announced. There's not a lot of them.
For Star Wars days at Walt Disney World.
Right.
We got some sweets.
Yep.
There's not a Princess Leia milkshake. Princess of Alderaan shake. Salted caramel shake topped with whipped cream, edible glitter, and mini cinnamon rolls on the side, like the cinnamon roll hairdo of Princess Leia in the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
when she was, in fairness, still Princess of Alderaan.
True.
So, yay.
So I guess accurately it is correct. It is correct.
Yeah, there's some other kind of like...
That little biscuit thing looks cool.
The Mossberry Biscuit. Biscuit topped with ube and matcha icing, ube micro sponge cake, sprinkles, and dehydrated blueberries. So I don't know. Here's the thing. They call it a biscuit. Like, is it a biscuit? Or is it a biscuit like cookies or a biscuit in England?
I don't know. We'll find out when we go to order it. Or when I go to order it.
Yeah. That's at Docking Base 7.
Yes.
The Dockside Diner has the Princess of Alderaan shake.
Okay.
There's more cinnamon rolly things. There's a couple of red or blue churro, lightsaber churros that are basically a red or a blue churro with a little cardboard holder that looks like a lightsaber hilt.
Right. And it comes with a dipping chocolate sauce for dipping.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
That's at the Anaheim Produce Cart, Grand Avenue Market, and Churro Cart. At Hollywood Studio.
Yes.
There is one adult beverage at the Oasis Canteen Sunshine Day Bar, Tune In Lounge, or Hollywood and Hollywood Brown Derby Lounge. The Cosmic Rum Punch, Parrot Bay Coconut Rum, Bacardi Superior Rum, Pineapple Juice, Minute Maid Lemonade, Grenadine, and a glow cube. Like, everything right now is going to have a glow cube, because I guess that means it's like space.
Yes.
Because everything glows in space. Okay, at Disney Springs and Amorats, there is a Stormtrooper, I don't know, petite cake, petty cake, whatever you want to call it. Layers of chocolate chiffon, vanilla bean mousse, dark chocolate ganache, and cherries.
That thing is really cool looking.
It is. It looks like a little Stormtrooper helmet.
Yeah.
Kind of groovy.
I know. I like it.
Almost hate to cut into it.
I know.
Ganachery has a Death Star ganache square and a Rebellion ganache square. It's a chocolate square with a logo of either the Death Star or the Rebel Alliance on it.
Your description, you go, it's a square. No, it's just, it caught me as funny. Sorry.
You know, it's going to be like $6 for a piece of fudge.
I know.
Like,
and it's not even fudge. It's just dark chocolate, mostly.
Well, whatever. I mean, chocolate square to me is just, let's just go with it's fudgy.
Okay.
We're finally getting the Rebellion or the Salvage Stormtrooper helmet bucket.
Popcorn bucket. Yep.
Limit 2 per person per transactions. No discounts.
Right.
Thing is, it is coming soon to Walt Disney World. We don't know where or when.
Yep. No clue.
But it's coming.
It's coming. Hoping it's coming like on or before, you know, Star Wars Day.
Yeah,
I mean,
you would think if it was coming in like 10 days, 14 days, that they would let you know that.
Like, give us a date or something. Well, and the worst part is, Land's getting like this huge celebration.
They're getting bowls. They're getting like, I don't know, kind of like empanadas.
Yeah. They're getting tons of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got
like 3 or 4 different sipper cups.
Yeah. 3 or 4 different popcorn buckets.
I honestly don't understand. It's like Florida is completely ignoring Star Wars.
Yeah.
And Phantom Menace is coming out again May 5th.
Right.
Re-release.
Yeah.
You know,
it just doesn't make any sense. It's the same.
I get it. See, so our friend Jason and I had this conversation a few weeks ago about specifically why are they not doing anything here?
Right.
Not anything big.
Right. Nothing like Land is doing.
Nothing like what Land is getting.
Right.
And I said, you know what? I'll bet you, because they're re-releasing the movie, I'll bet you we get a D23 screening. Like midnight May 4th.
Nothing's better now.
Of the Phantom Menace. No. So that means we're not getting it. They don't announce that 2 weeks before.
No.
So we're not getting it.
No.
But I was like, that would be cool. And I understand you don't want everybody there on the 4th because we're going to get something for the movie and it's going to be awesome. And
no. And it's the exact same Land. GE's the same at both sides.
Yeah, but the stuff we're getting,
as far as the you know,
in Galaxy's Edge, we're getting that Mossberry biscuit with the ube and matcha icing,
right?
At Docubay 7. And the polystarch puff bread, croissants topped with blue and green milk, crackling, served with yuzu passion fruit coconut dipping sauce at the milk stand. That's the only two things they're even putting in Galaxy's Edge for this.
I know. That's what I don't. And they're doing so much and stuff.
Maybe like let's give them the benefit of the doubt that the Stormtrooper helmet ends up in there.
Right.
Although maybe not even, because do they sell regular popcorn in there or just the
multicolored stuff?
So I don't get it.
And even the picture they're showing there looks like it's in that marketplace where they sell the popcorn.
Personally, I think that picture they're showing looks like it could be in the dig site at Animal Kingdom. It's sitting on dirt. And to be honest with you, I could very well say that this is the rib cage of a giant dinosaur. So I don't know.
It just doesn't make, I just don't understand when they're the exact same
land. I don't understand why we're not doing anything.
No, I'm just, even in Oga's, there's nothing's being done. Mm-mm. I just don't
get it. Oga's in Disneyland.
Yeah, they're getting.
Has got the grinning loth cat souvenir mug, mm-hmm. including guava coconut milk with basil crystals.
Right.
They're getting. At Docking Bay 7, Galactic Grill and Ronto Roasters, the Sap Tap Cup includes fountain beverage at time of purchase.
Right. Which looks like part of the thing we got on the Star Cruiser.
Now this does answer part of the question. Maybe.
Okay.
Salvage Stormtrooper helmet bucket at Disneyland will be at the Galactic Grill.
Mm-hmm.
Katsaka's Kettle, that's the popcorn place.
Right.
And beverage carts in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge and okay. The popcorn near Star Trader.
Okay.
The Acid Orb Sipper is going to be, now that, in fairness, we have had.
Yes, we've had it for a year.
But that's at Docking Bay 7 Food and Cargo, Oga's Cantina, and Ronto Roasters.
Yeah, because ours has been at Docking Bay and Ronto.
And the Droid Parts Premium Vessel will be at beverage carts in the Star Wars Galaxy's Edge area.
Yeah, so.
But they got a lot of stuff, and we got.
We got very minimal.
What did we get? We got.
We're getting the
cinnamon roll.
Cinnamon roll, the punch, the cosmic rum punch.
No, but not in.
Oh, not in Galaxy's Edge, right?
Oh, the polystarch. Yeah, the cinnamon roll thing and the Mossberry biscuit.
Right, and those are going to be at that milk stand and.
Where? And presumably.
Presumably the
helmet.
Right.
I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Nope. Zero.
All right. Well, it is what it is.
Yep.
Okay. That's the news. There's not even DVC news of note.
No.
There was. I can tell you this.
What?
As of Friday morning, they were removing at least one cabin from Fort Wilderness.
And how do we know that, babe?
Because we passed them on the road and have video of it driving down the street. Driving down World Drive, leaving the park.
It was the funniest thing. Like, just out of the blue. So
we had just left Ravello. We were headed to Animal Kingdom to see if it was possible to get in.
Yeah, Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Kingdom Lodge. Mm-hmm. And it was. It was awesome. Our room was ready right as.
Shockingly.
We went up to the guard station, said we're here to check in. And between the guard station and the porte-cochere at Jumbo House, our room number came.
Yeah.
Which was fantastic because I had lots of schoolwork to do this weekend.
And I think it was waiting for us to come through the gate for them to tap us.
That's very possible, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's the secret. Go through the guard station before you go to a park.
Yeah.
Get them on their toes.
There you go.
And you know what? Real quick, that location was not bad.
No. We actually had a view.
Well, I mean, we had a view of the pool.
Right. But usually we get just like the top of a building or
We were in room 5012, so fifth floor in mm-hmm. giraffe building or wing or
wing draft wing. Yes.
So that's that kind of weird one that goes off at an angle from the lobby.
Yeah.
But it was a, I mean, just real quick here. Mm-hmm. It was a
value
right. studio. Mm-hmm. Plenty big for the two nights we were there.
Right.
Cheap. Mm-hmm. View of the pool. The only thing was like during the day, because I was up there Friday afternoon and Saturday afternoon working on recording sounds for a game character.
Yes. For school.
For school. Mm-hmm. And I could hear the cast members at the pool doing all the games and stuff with the kids. Like, it was pretty loud, even with the door closed. And I bring that up because we just talked about the fact that at Saratoga,
right,
we could sit on the balcony and hear the music from House of Blues, but we closed the doors and we couldn't hear it. Now, right. Granted, we're a lot closer.
Yes.
Right. A lot closer.
Yeah.
But it was actually pretty loud. Now, the flip side of that was they don't do it at night, so it was fine.
Right.
And it didn't bother us at all. It just, you could just hear it.
Yeah. And I wasn't there during the day, so I never really heard it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. He had to turn the TV up a little louder than I would have wanted normally, but.
Yeah.
It was fine.
Yeah.
It was a good room. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid to say value. You lose like 4 feet or something.
Yeah. Like 4 or 5 feet. Yeah.
You know.
And it's
five fun. Across the room, like, you know, five yeah. feet of depth in the room.
Right. So, and that's really the difference. Yeah.
It didn't matter.
No.
At all. We still had a nightstand on both sides of the bed. That's the key right there.
Yes.
And yeah. they had chargers.
Yes. Well,
they had outlets on both sides of the bed. So, yeah. Yay.
Outlets and USBs.
Yeah, they did. Mm-hmm. I didn't remember that.
Yeah. And, but yeah, I mean, it's a nice room. I mean, it was 14 points a night.
Yeah. And you're right. Not a view of the parking lot and not a view of
just a thatched roof.
So it was good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
We were going to talk this week about the last day of our anniversary trip when we actually did some big stuff and went to Cape May Cafe and we had a Capture Your Moment and mm-hmm. we went to Sanaa for dinner and yep. we'll try to get to that next week.
Yeah.
We recorded it and lost it somehow. And
yeah.
And honestly, realized that some other things came up that were as or more important than that review.
Yes.
So that's what we're going to do to finish here.
Yeah.
This week.
Yes.
First thing, this was not on the list of things we were going to re-record when we got to Disney and realized we'd lost our recording.
Right.
Paradiso 37.
Okay. And we were there on Friday.
Yeah, Friday night.
Yes, Friday night. Around, let's say here, about what time? 7-ish? 7, 8-ish?
Oh, yeah.
7:30-ish.
We got to, probably by the time we got in there, about 7:30.
Yeah.
We didn't get to Disney Springs until 7.
Right.
First up.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know what's going on down at the end by surface parking.
Okay.
If you are familiar, the line to get through security in front of Cape Cirque du Soleil. That line for security went all the way past Cirque du Soleil, all the way past the cast member entrance mm-hmm. to the walkway to Saratoga Springs.
That's a long way.
So we pulled into the parking lot, parked, and went, hey, the parking lot's not that full.
Yeah.
Honestly.
And it was not. The
parks had been dead.
Yes.
Now, I know it was Friday night, but the parks had been kind of dead.
Yeah.
So we weren't real worried about it.
And then all of a sudden we see this huge line of people and we're like, what the heck? We got
walking up there and a kid actually was like, that's the line to get in. And I'm like, so I'm not going in. And we were turning around to leave.
Yeah. And I said, well, let's go to the parking garage.
Yeah. So we did. We went down to, I don't even remember, Orange, Lime?
Lime.
Lime. We ended up parking in.
Yeah.
And we were like the third people walking through security there and even parked on
the third floor.
Third floor. Yeah, I was going to say, not the
right,
second.
Because when we came up, the LED sign for Orange Garage said full, but that's the way when you go up and over to get into that, like, comes in at, like, the third or fourth level.
That was weird because the street signs did say the garage was full, but right. as you drove by, the sign that shows by floor, it had almost 150 spots available.
Right. Right.
And they even had a couple of the floors closed off, even though the signs inside clearly said there were 30 or 40 spots available on that floor.
Right.
So I don't
know. So, but yeah, we walked through.
Fine, but we parked on the third floor and we
literally just walked right through.
Breezed through.
Yeah.
So we met our friends, like just kind of there.
Yeah.
And basically decided, let's just go to the first place
that we can find a drink.
Paradiso 37, right mm-hmm. there in front of us.
We're like, sweet, we'll try it. We haven't been there before.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and try it.
We've been talking about for 2 years. We keep looking at the menu and just mm-hmm. going, eh, you know, I bet it's good. It looks like a cool place.
Yeah.
It might be a little pricey for what the food is.
Yeah. Well, let's get just
taste of the Americas.
Right. Let's just get a drink then.
It's a very intriguing place. The menu seems cool because it's such a weird mixture of like Latino food, basic American stuff.
Right.
Like it's kind of eclectic and seems kind of cool, right?
Right.
You know, so like they have empanadas, they have nachos, crazy corn, quesadilla, poutine.
Right.
You know,
which you wouldn't think at.
Right.
Yeah.
Argentinian skirt steak, a barbacoa, brief biscuit, Hawaiian barbecue pork ribs. Like it's a weird mix of stuff, but it's cool.
Right.
A Canadian bison burger, an all-American burger, you know. So we keep looking at it, but then you look at it and you're like, dang, man, the hamburger is $24 and a salad is $19 and $23 and $28,
right.
You know.
Right. Like there's other places that we know so, and we know.
It's just a little higher. And so we just keep putting it off.
Right.
Long story short, we keep putting it off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not putting it off anymore. Yeah. It's not going. You literally... I don't think you could have gotten a drink if you'd have balled up a $100 bill and thrown it at the bartender.
Yep. Well, no, you could get a drink only on the outside bar.
Yeah. They were way more interested in serving the outside bar than the inside bar.
Yeah, the walk-ups.
And you literally had to call for a bartender two or three times before they'd even turn around and look at you to see if you needed something.
Yeah.
So they did not start off great.
No.
So then we asked the bartender for a check,
mm-hmm.
and he said, sure, and then left to get a bottle of Fireball out of the back.
Right, and keep in mind, their thing for checks is a handheld device.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have regular registers. It's an actual handheld device that they either put in their pocket.
An iPhone, almost.
Yeah, that they either put in their holster thing, or it's on the bar.
Yeah, so we asked him for the check. He said, sure, and then left the bar to go get... Yeah. Supplies.
About 10 minutes later.
And then came back and served two customers at the walk-up counter. And finally, I was like, dude, I'm begging you, give me my check so I can leave this place.
Right.
So he finally comes up, of course, makes an excuse about how busy they are. I'm like, well, that's really not my problem. Tell your manager to hire 5 more people and put them behind the bar.
Right.
Like, not my problem that you guys can't handle the crowd, which really wasn't.
It wasn't that. Problem. It was not that busy.
Let me just tell you, these guys would not have made it at Raglan Road or Chuck Lindsay's or
right.
anywhere that's actually busy.
Right.
But we so finally, then, so he comes up with his handheld little thing and goes, it's $133.40 or whatever it was.
And didn't print out anything.
And that's it.
Just tells just Scott the dollar amount. And at this point, I'm already angry because I'm like, I'm ready to walk out, first right. of all.
We're trying to leave.
I told Scott, I said, if they're not here in 5 minutes, I'm leaving. I don't care that we're not paying the bill. I'm leaving.
So
I give him the credit card.
Yeah. He runs it and then he gives you, and you put the tip on.
Yeah.
And then he gives you the receipt and there's not a thing on the receipt that we ordered.
Right.
Not a single thing.
Right. And I'm like, and you're like, I'm like, no, I have a problem. I have no idea how much our bill was truly going to be because I'm not paying someone else's bill that could be $50 higher than ours. I just want to pay our bill.
Right. So now it involves a manager to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was shocked, I tell you.
Yeah.
That the guy just gave us a number and didn't give us a receipt. Listen, that guy didn't just make that up.
Right.
The first time he's done it.
Right.
It was awful. It was the worst service I've ever had at Disney Springs or Disney World or Universal Studios or 7-Eleven. Right.
And there's very few times when I tell you, I don't care what we owe, I'm leaving.
Yeah, we were ready to walk out. Nine of us.
Yeah.
We're ready to walk out.
Yes.
Because we couldn't get the check. Rick's Sports Bar?
Yeah.
No, we got the check there. They just wouldn't bring us the credit cards back.
Right. Like,
that was horrible.
Yeah.
This was worse than that. So I'm never going back there again.
Right.
And then I tell my friend who's in a position to know.
Right.
I'm like, dude, this is the worst service anywhere in Orlando. And he's like, yeah, I'm kind of known for that.
Yeah.
Like, well, dang it, I need to ask you next time I go somewhere.
Well, it was one of those. One of our friends were like, I need a drink stat. It was the closest place.
And it was right in front of us. And, right. And none of us had ever been there.
Right. So we're like, fine. How hard can it be to get a drink at a bar?
Impossible.
I mean,
they were actively not serving inside. It was so weird.
I mean, would you think that a bar right there at Disney Springs, who's been there a while, it's not like it's a brand new bar and they don't have.
No. Well, I'm going to keep going to Raglan Road and Summer House and.
Yep.
Stargazers.
Yep.
Why do you always go to the same places? Because when I go somewhere different, I get Paradiso 37.
Yes. We get.
So.
Bad service.
I can't wait to see Nick and Carlin. Nothing Can Stop Us Now. YouTube channel, go check them out.
Yes.
Cannot wait to see the video that Nick shot as we were walking away from there.
I'm
so interested in how Carlin edits it because it should be pretty funny.
It should be very good. We may even have to put the clip on a future episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or no, we'll just.
That'll give us an excuse to finally have them on.
Yeah. He was giving us a hard time about that.
And they were last time. But the problem was last time we were like, you're right. We definitely have to do this. And then the next week they were on the Disney Crush podcast.
Right. So we can't do it like right after that.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
So dibs.
Yeah. Dibs.
Anyway, that was our experience of Paradiso 37.
So. Do not recommend.
So I blame Carlin.
She had not
been in a time of trauma.
Yes.
We would have gone somewhere good.
It's true. But it was, I need a drink stat.
And she did.
She did. She really did.
So anyway, that's enough on Paradiso 37.
But we got them hooked on the white tea drinks now.
Yeah, the white tea shot is pretty good.
I'm
very happy our neighbor, Diedrich, told us about that.
I know, I am too.
That was cool.
Yep.
Especially if you don't like brown liquor.
Yeah.
So.
It's very smooth.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So next weekend.
Yes.
April the something. I don't know what today is. April 20th, 27th.
Right? Yes.
April 27th.
April 27th, yes.
We are going to be participating in the Main Street 16 third annual challenge.
Yes.
Fundraiser for our friends at Give Kids the World.
Yes. Which are, they're amazing people.
There are so many rules for this.
Oh, so many rules.
I hope Rick knows the rules because I'll never remember all this stuff.
Yeah. So the basic scheme of it, the basic is all teams must complete all 16 rides to be considered for the championship.
So that's 16 rides, 4 at each of the 4 parks
right.
at Walt Disney World Resort.
Right. The team members who cannot ride a selected ride may opt out of a ride. However, at least 50% of the team must complete every ride. And to receive credit for the ride, teams must submit a photo of the team on the ride and they give us a number that we have to send them to.
Yeah.
Okay.
So fortunately, Rick is a tall guy and he can take the selfies for the group.
True.
Otherwise, it's going to look like if we let you do it, it's going to look like there was like just you on the ride.
Thanks, babe. Appreciate it.
Just saying.
Yeah.
So yeah, fortunately, Rick's tall.
Yes.
So, okay. So the rides. Magic Kingdom. We have to do Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Pan's Flight.
Yep.
The Brainstormer, as our friend Kaylee calls it.
Yep.
The Barnstormer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to tell you right now, if I was Rick, I would opt out of that.
Yeah, because he's going to.
Because that is a super uncomfortable ride for an average size adult.
Right.
And Rick's a tall guy.
Yes.
and the Walt Disney World Railroad, but we only have to go from one stop, station to one station.
So I actually already have magic planned in my head.
So I think if we get off Big Thunder Mountain Railroad at the right time,
mm-hmm. Get right.
Ride that to Barnstormer.
Correct.
Boom. Two right. birds with one storm. One right. storm.
So I'm thinking, either start with Peter Pan or end with Peter Pan at Magic, depending on when we can get a
right.
lightning.
Right. And that kills you. But if the train's not there at Big Thunder, you run to Barnstormer, mm-hmm. then you ride it from Barnstormer out.
Yes.
That's another option.
Yes.
But you got to have an option.
Right.
Epcot. Remy's Ratatouille Adventure,
mm-hmm.
Soarin',
mm-hmm.
Spaceship Earth,
mm-hmm.
Seas with Nemo and Friend.
Right, that's fine. Those are easy.
Three of them are easy.
Yeah.
Soarin' hasn't had a long wait lately.
Right.
I mean, for what it used to be.
Right.
So, there's that. Hollywood Studios, Slinky Dog Dash, Tower of Terror, Smuggler's Run, Millennium Falcon,
mm-hmm.
and... podcast favorite, Alien Swirling Saucers.
Yes. Whee! It's my favorite.
Animal Kingdom, you got to do Kilimanjaro Safaris, Expedition Everest,
mm-hmm.
Dinosaur.
Yep.
And the Triceratops Spin.
Okay, so I physically... So
at every park, they gave you a ride nobody ride. Well, not maybe not Hollywood Studio.
Right. So there's two of them that... One of them I definitely cannot ride. Physically unable to. Which is the Triceratops Spin. Tower of Terror, I ride about once every 3 or 4 years. I suck it up and do it.
And you haven't been on it in like 4 years.
Right. So I am willing to suck it up for this one.
You're due.
Yes. So there's one ride I physically cannot do. So you and Rick can do, you, Rick and
Brandy and or Jason.
Right. Can do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Seems pretty cool.
Yeah. So, and then there's also this, because they also have to know when you're entering parks. Oh, when you're entering the park and when you're leaving.
The rules.
Yes.
Limit your travel to Disney transportation only.
Mm-hmm.
What if I want to walk from Epcot to Hollywood Studios? Is that technically Disney transportation?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Because not everyone will have cars and they don't want us to use Uber, Lyft, or minivan.
Right.
I don't see any rules in here about buying a VIP tour.
No, there it does bring it down later.
Is there really?
Yep.
That's awesome.
It's right there. It's number three.
You may not start earlier than standard park opening, so early entry is not a perk for you.
Correct.
However, if you're staying on property, you can sign up for your lightning lanes at 7 instead of when you get to the park.
Exactly. So,
there's that.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. Do not utilize any advantages or services not available to the everyday guest.
Right.
Includes VIP tours, Club 33 access, or any other passes you may receive from different groups, associations, including cast members.
Right.
Lightning lanes and paid individual lightning lanes are allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Scoring will be kept by Chuck and Amy Frazier, mm-hmm. the team in the booth. So you take your ride photos, you take your park entry and exit photos, and you send them to this phone number.
Right.
Obviously, they want us to post on social media
right.
and tag a whole bunch of people.
Right.
Photos should be taken of the whole team while on the ride vehicle. It is preferable that you use an app which will attach a timestamp to your ride photo.
Right.
I'm not exactly sure what that is. I mean, I know everything's timestamped, but I don't know how to provide that to them.
Yeah.
Ride closures are an unfortunate luck of the draw. If a ride closes due to weather or downtime procedure, you must wait for the ride to reopen to have it count.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot choose an alternate ride. The team in the booth will have discretion to replace a ride if it goes down for the duration of the day or fails to open.
Mm.
If you're on a ride when it shuts down... This is the dream.
Yeah, I know.
If you have already taken your photo on the ride and you have to be evacuated off the ride, it does count as being completed.
Yes.
That's the dream.
That is the dream.
The only problem is they're going to make you wait like half hour, 45 minutes before they actually evacuate you most of the time.
Right.
So,
because this is ultimately a timed event.
Yeah. So even though it's the dream, like maybe I'd rather just get through Spaceship Earth than be evacuated.
This next one is...
Nobody knows what this is.
Yeah.
Maybe Tony Ann knows.
Right.
You may not use a paper guest recovery pass to ride a ride.
What's a paper guest recovery
ride? Nobody knows. In a recent group chat, I said it sounds like either something from Disney World in 1998.
Right.
Or what Universal still does.
Right. Or Land may do it, too.
Maybe. Are there people competing in Land? Because they only have two parks.
No.
Okay. If you have a lightning lane that converts to a multi-use pass, you may be permitted to use it on another ride.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand how you would double dip. I'm not sure how that system works, and I wish I knew.
Yeah.
We ask that any team members not riding either go through the queue with their team or wait at the exit. Can't go place hold on the next ride, but you can go get food and drinks for the team if you're not riding.
Which I think is great. That way you don't have to stop for stuff.
Yes.
Yes.
We welcome DAS use, but we ask that DAS users obtain their DAS entry pass in the My Disney Experience at the entrance of the queue of the ride. And then you can wait. And please don't go do another ride while you're waiting for your DAS pass to come up.
Right.
And there'll be awards for first, second, and third.
Yes, for the fastest time.
You know what? This is all for fun.
Yes. But, you know, bragging rights is always a nice thing.
It 100% is.
Yes.
It would be really cool to be able to say that we are the award-winning Mickey File podcast.
Right.
I'm not sure that Tuesday night bingo counts. So.
Right. So we're doing all this, and then the awards will be afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh, there is tiebreaker ones, right?
Yeah, and fastest cumulative in park time, so completion time without including the park hops.
Right.
Follow the Disney rules. Apparently, that's a thing.
Okay.
Just kidding.
And
the team in the booth has final decision on rulings.
So on this, if you want to support the Monorail Tales or the Mickey File podcast, you can go donate to this as well.
Yeah.
For Give Kids the World.
We are going to be participating in this with our friend Rick Forbes.
From the Monorail Tales.
From the Monorail Tales podcast. And I believe his wife, Brandy.
Yes.
But I know we have an alternate.
Yes.
I'm going to fully admit that I am not as kind of up to date. In fact, I was kind of surprised yesterday while we were sitting at the white tees, plain white tees concert.
Yeah.
And found out it was next week.
You knew, you just didn't.
No,
you
know. I thought it was in May. I really
thought
it was in May.
Okay.
So I was a little surprised.
Yeah.
But that's just because I don't really keep up with stuff.
Right. Because I'm the date person. I schedule the stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's not on my calendar. It's not happening.
Right.
Anyway, that's what we're doing.
There's your
website.
Yes.
I had it on the screen.
I think it's.
But actually, it's here. If you would like to sponsor a team or make a donation for the teams that are doing.
Yes.
Where did it go?
It's.
Or is it
right there under the. No.
Right here.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Donate. Give.gktw.org and look for, we'll post a link in the group, but. If you look up Main Street Magic Podcast, that's where you can make a donation.
Yeah, I think if you go to Main Street 16.
If you go to, said that too. MainStreetMagic.com. You can find a link there that'll get you to being able to donate.
Right.
Also.
Yeah, and it's called Main Street 16.
Main Street 16. 16 rides at four parks all in a day.
Yep.
It should be a lot of fun.
I think it's going to be fun.
We're going to meet some new people.
Yeah.
Some that we, you know from Facebook or whatever, and some that we don't know at all.
Right.
So that'll be super cool.
Yes. And, you know, everything helping Give Kids the World is always wonderful.
And maybe you'll finally remember to bring Rick his stuff.
it's going after I clean the car on Monday. It's going in the car and just staying there.
Just throwing it out there. All right. That's all we got for this week.
Okay.
Finally getting it out.
I know.
3 days late.
Yeah, you know.
Well, it happened and we were not anywhere that we could do anything about it because we were at Disney World.
Yeah.
So thanks again, everybody, for hanging out with us, sticking with us. And don't forget, tell us what TV show this comes from.
I'm Oscar.com.
Ooh, I may have given a big hint. No, I think I said TV show before.
No, you said TV show.
Yeah. So what TV show that comes from?
Right. And you will get a fantastic prize.
A fantastic prize. We have no idea what, but we have fantastic prizes. We don't have fantastic prizes.
We do. We do. I have bags of fantastic prizes.
We have fantastic prizes here at the Mickey File Podcast. So go to the Facebook group. Mickey File Improvement District is the Facebook group. Also, if you want to send it to us on Instagram, like through a message.
Yes.
That's at Mickey File _ podcast on Instagram. And we'll wait until next weekend. Mm-hmm. Now we'll announce it on the podcast that comes out Thursday-ish.
Yes.
So you got a couple of days to get it in, unfortunately.
Right.
But we'll spin the wheel of prizes and announce a winner.
Yes, we will.
If you want to send us an email for anything, MickeyFilePodcast@gmail.com. Goodbye.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.